In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
I had a difficult time with today's sermon. The last couple weeks we've been having such wonderful readings that my first thought was, holy cow, this keeps up, and St. Francis is going to think they called Eeyore. The last few weeks we've been hearing about how the disciples were sent. We've talked about the priorities that Christians should have. Now we get to hear about some of the dangers that exist for us. One of the things that struck me about the readings for today started off in Amos, and the idea of a plumb line and what's built against it. If you don't know how a plumb line works, it's basically a weight that's held on a string. It's controlled by gravity. It can't be manipulated. There are no curves in it. There's no flexibility. It gives you a perfectly straight line. If we equate that to the Word of God, how often do we cross that line? Yet that's what Amos was actually called to speak into. He was from a culture that started to walk away from God. The temple was actually equated with the kings of the day, and to speak out against either one was nothing but treason. So there's a risk there. Many of the commentaries actually have a phrase for this. The style of worship at that time, and this may sound familiar, was you better go along to get along. Do what we say, or don't do anything at all. Something that we face even today. Then in Ephesians, you know, this is a passage of blessing God, of the holiness of God. Yet there's a section in there that should actually terrify us. At least it does me. And it's this idea that being a Christian, being sanctified and saved by Christ because of his death, we're called to be a holy people. That means we don't get to just sit there and kind of pass things off. That's why we're called to be in the world, but not of the world. If we're like everyone else, we have nothing to offer. We have no hope that we can give. Oftentimes, when I see something like this, I think of that passage from the Bible that says, "He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world." We have a hope. We can risk much because we can give much. Yet, we hear about some of the dangers of being willing to risk much in the gospel passage of the beheading of John the Baptist. I once heard a sermon where someone preached on this passage and they used Dietrich Bonhoeffer as an example. Dietrich Bonhoeffer is a great guy. Great person to emulate. He understood what he was talking about. He understood what he was saying and he lived it out. But he also faced persecution. And part of this sermon actually said that we as Americans will never face persecution in the church. Wrong. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Dietrich Bonhoeffer in World War II actually left Germany and came to America for a while, safe and sound. He was so convicted by being safe while his people were being murdered in concentration camps that he went back. He was quickly arrested, and he knew he was going to be arrested. Yet he sat there and ministered to the people in those camps, even the people that were guarding them. A few days before the liberation, Bonhoeffer was killed. And he was killed by guards that didn't really want to do it because of how he acted and how he lived. You might be thinking, okay, that was World War II, that's not now. Many of you know I worked in the steel mills. When I first came back to the church and became active in the church, I had opposition in the mills to the point where I actually had one of my bosses call me down to an oil cellar one day. An oil cellar where they keep the hydraulic fluid, and there's big tanks and big pumps, and it's not a nice place, and it can be very dangerous. My boss calls me over to the top of one of the oil tanks, and he points down at this grate, and he says, "You see this grate? Yeah? You don't stop doing things at the church. That's where they're going to find your body. So tell me again how, as Americans, we aren't going to be persecuted. I didn't stop. And I encourage you not to stop either. Because he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. And we are called to bring hope to a people that have none." Amen.